You're listening to Natalie and Michael on Sunday evening. Thanks for tuning in. We want to know, do you still have a VCR player in the house and do you still watch videotapes? My guess is that many people are watching DVDs, but you know, with online streaming services, even they may be going the way of the dodo. Now, the reason I ask is that we're about to witness the end of an era. The last Blockbuster store in Sydney, the last of what was once an expansive franchise, is closing its doors. It'll leave one in Canberra, one in Newcastle, one in northern New South Wales, a couple on the Gold Coast from what I can find online, and that's it. The last Blockbuster in Sydney is in Mount Annan, and it's owned by Adrian and Helen Smith. And I'm happy to say Adrian is on the line. Adrian, thanks so much for your time.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me.
It sure is an end of an era, the last Blockbuster in Sydney. It must have been a tough decision for you.
It wasn't too tough. I mean, you know, when the business isn't viable any longer, it's a fairly easy decision to make, actually.
True.
It's certainly been a long time coming anyway.
And what has the response from the community been like?
It's been overwhelming. You know, the public in general, our customers, have been coming in and saying how sorry they're going to be to see it go and what are they going to do now for their entertainment, etc. How much they've enjoyed having the business there for as long as it's been there. But obviously, as I said, when it's no longer viable, there's just not much more you can do about it.
Adrian, how long has the Blockbuster been there and how long have you owned it?
It's been there for just over 16 years. I've owned it from day dot. We opened it up on the 5th of April 2001. We're actually the only original tenant in the shopping centre, actually. So we've been there from the day the centre opened. But I actually had another store prior to that as well. So I've been in the industry about 18 years, but had that one store for a little bit over 16.
You mentioned that it's just not viable. Has business just dried up? I mean, I mentioned online streaming, and do you think that's what it is?
Look, I don't think it's any one thing. Everyone sort of brings up online streaming like Netflix. You know, Netflix is just the latest guy on the block. He's not really that one thing. But, you know, 16 years ago when we opened up, there was 5 free-to-air TV channels, and they only played a movie on a Sunday night. Mm. Today, we've got something like 16 free-to-air TV channels, and there's movies on every single day of the week. The way we consume entertainment has changed. I think it's a generational change. I just don't think it's one thing. Yes, we've got Foxtel, but we had Foxtel then as well, and yes, we've got Netflix and Stan and all the other mediums that are out there. But it just seems to be just a shift in the way we consume entertainment.
Now, Adrian, I assume that you did start out renting out videotapes, but then obviously you moved to DVDs, Blu-ray, video games, that sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We were there from the original days of VHS sets and having to rewind them when people brought them back. back in the original days, we were paying, you know, $80 or $90 for each
video.
Yeah, it's video tape. That's obviously come down because, you know, but at those times, you couldn't actually rent them. You know, you'd buy them and maybe, you know, a year or two later, they might become available to purchase at someone like Big W or David Jones, something like that.
Right.
But, of course, now everything is available at the same time.
And do you still rent out VCRs, or is that completely gone? Is there anyone still demanding videotapes?
No. That went a long time ago. We haven't had video cassettes in the store for I couldn't tell you when. But
there's me hoping that there's still someone that's still renting them out. But no, they're well and truly gone. What does it cost to rent a DVD these days?
Most DVDs are rented in bundle deals anyway. People do on occasion come in and just rent one DVD, and if it's a new release DVD, it's $7. But most people usually rent in bundles, so they might get 3 for $9.95. So we're saying about $3, roughly $2.30 per rental.
And Adrian, when do you shut up your shop?
This week coming on the 9th is the last day of rental. And then we close for one day on the 10th, just repair the store for sale, and then we start our closing down sale on the 11th of August, and that will go forward. We'll go until we sell the product, but you know, it would be several weeks before we got through all the units we have there. We've got about 25,000 DVDs, Blu-rays, TV series, and games to get rid of, and 3D Blu-rays as well. So there's quite a lot to get through.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, good luck with the sale. What's next for you and your wife?
Look, I'm actually a mortgage broker with Aussie Home Loans. I've been doing that for a few years now anyway. So I will continue to do that and probably focus on it a little bit more heavily than I have been. You know, for the last couple of years, the store hasn't really been viable enough to sustain us completely. I mean, certainly made money, but it wasn't making enough that we could make a reasonable living out of. Mm. But it was making too much money to sort of cast aside. So we've kept it running and kept working on the side for the last couple of years. But now, unfortunately, it's time to cut the cord and move on.
Okay, Adrian. Well, thanks so much for filling us in. It is a little sad, as I said, an end of an era, but congratulations for lasting at 16 years, I guess, and best wishes for the next stage of your business life.
Thank you very much.
That's Adrian Smith there. He and his wife, Helen, have owned the Mount Annan Blockbuster for 16 years, but as you heard, they're closing down. And that sale that he mentioned, what did he say, 25,000 DVDs, Blu-rays, TV series and games, that all must be sold. That sale takes place from the 11th of August at Mount Annan. Very keen to hear from you, though. 131 873, do you still rent movies? DVDs, obviously, not the tapes, as I was hoping, but the industry has changed, but whether it's generational or technology or both, as Adrian suggested, very keen to hear from you, whether you're still going to the store. Maybe you're in Canberra or on the Gold Coast or in northern New South Wales and you've still got a local Blockbuster or Video Easy or whatever it is. Let us know if you're still visiting the store. 131 873.